Horace outlined what he felt good poems should do in his Ars Poetica. We've come to another time. This is what I kind of my own American Ars Poetica. So it's a little bit of a longer poem. Ars Poetica after a dog. Here is a sex shop and a Bible shop, two doors down. A sick hound roams between them. Let's suppose this. Now imagine a two-family house where three families live, across the street from a deli, and this check-cashing shack with a rabbit hutch out back. Any one of these has been burned down twice. So let's suppose this is America. And don't forget, there's Frederick the idiot who feeds that mean dog flowers. Imagine what kind of tribe we are, one who over chess and chit-chat might trade a mango and Jesus honey for knives. How we thank God Almighty that we don't know what it's like to be close to one another. Okay, suppose we've pulled our heads out our asses just long enough to attend to some unfamiliar din, some bell on bone, some buzzsaw racket that bores the air a gurdy hum, and our numbers fill first a small stretch of spoiled turnpike or dried out meadow. What kind of sound, imagine, rallies us all from precinct to nook? What noise to muster tremors from St. James and Hustler alike? What uproar, what raucous fuss in every American vicinity? And I know you don't believe any human noise can call us all together per se, but listen, suppose we are moved, summoned, you, me, and the rest of us who want to know something about everything we've outlived. By hullabaloo, we gather, beckoned, not too far from the Triple X store and the Bible store, not too far at all for Frederick to carry in his sleeves the scent of mongrel, or bad cheese, or onion skin and cheap ink. And you, and I, and Frederick, and all stand elbow to elbow, this small throng of the ordinary, armed for once with our full wits. And no, let us not say it is a sin, but say this, this sound as we approach gets stranger and stranger, so much so we mistake it for ourselves, for it has the bony rattle of dice-quick wrists, the abundance of olives and lakeshore sand. It resembles a scripture and curse, you and I in dim-lit squares and dance floor muck, in crawfish mud and dance hall wine and broken bed and graveyard bliss have been grinding for all our lives. This joyful wind and rewind of body back down through and into jubilance so old no vector of bullet or blade could fleck the soggy pale neck of a boy offered to God. No battalions of angels to save him. And what if this sound that is not a singing becomes one by one the lot of us? Us improbable, us gorgeously common, us tunes contagion. What if us do sing with sand caught in our teeth, mango dripping from our mouths, Jesus honey wild? What if the very knives start clanging too? What if those first no song strains open the sex shop neon in us, musk in us, whiskey stinks so deep down in us, we sing like this, so funky, so loud, we refuse to neglect what ramshackle bunkhouse, penthouse, whorehouse we were drawn from in the first place, or how the hell we will ever find our way back. Even so, let's not forget the long yawp of the poor dog who ate fresh petals some moron savant fed it after he spent one whole spring week stitching them together with metal barbs. What if no one recalls that sound, except the few surviving dogs, the twisted wire fence, and the silent magnolia blast every May? I say, let us not slip back through the dark to sting and peck our beloveds with more than our usual misdeeds. I say, let us not forget a sick hound's metallic hack and skirl, for Frederick has found a few more dogs to feed his barbed garlands to. And before we count ourselves among the blessed, let's say we ain't done yet howling into great tombs, ain't yet done cracking necks. Let's say this, once and for all, for kicks, we won't taste sulfur at the end of a fuse. When one is born, when one dies, when one steals a moldy loaf of bread, this is how it is. The dildos go on sale, in the rabbit hutch, a snake. We've played checkers with the pawns, but if there were ever any lies, we shall let everyone know now what they are and who started them. Some of us will not get fed, but let's listen, spooning in the dark, for laughter. For if we're lucky, sometimes both the darkness and the laughter are our own. This is America. If we've no choice but sing in multitude, no better than the soul of a wrongly punished dog, may God for once not grant us a few more things so foolish as that, given the way we ruin our guts on rusted steel and bloom.